That's very true. People are on the move, but people have always been on the move. And maybe now, because we live in more globalized societies, you have many more people on the move. This is a positive matter. This is positive specifically when it's by choice. And we know that people, when they move, they find jobs, they integrate in societies. We know, for instance, Europe needs migrants because these are societies that are aging and they need many more young people in the working force. And even before the tragic incidents in the Arab world and the big number of refugees crossing the Mediterranean, dying in the Mediterranean to reach Europe, Europe has systematically received migrants. So
But
you
even
have.
after that, even after the Arab Spring, you still think it's a positive aspect? The
Yeah,
move.
if you read studies and you read articles, you read the news, there are many good stories about the contribution of migrants to receiving or destination countries or the countries that receive them.
This is
The
good point to
contribution.
know, but yet we still have this rhetoric, this
Yes, of
topic.
course, because when there is a crisis and we live in a global crisis of different level, people will look at the other and consider them responsible. Sometimes the media plays a role in that,
True.
where you highlight when there are problems and you don't highlight when there are so many good practices and good stories to tell. In France and across Europe, citizens open their houses to refugees. We don't talk about that. We talk when we think a refugee has attacked people, like the case of Cologne, and in fact, it turned out it's not refugees, it's people from the city themselves. They're not newcomers. The media didn't cover the other part of the development of the story. Refugees, migrants, people on the move do play an important role in the society they receive them. Refugees who left by obligation, by necessity, it wasn't their choice, it wasn't planned. They want a better life for their children and for themselves. Otherwise, why would they move? So definitely they are more engaged than anyone else to better their lives. And I think there are commitments, there are global conventions, there are commitments of member states to ensure the dignity and the protection of rights of refugees, of children, of women, ensure they have access to they have access to houses, to homes, to education for children, to health services, take steps to include them in societies. And maybe I could mention to you the latest publication of our sector. It's on cities welcoming refugees and migrants. It focuses on Europe. It's in collaboration with the UNESCO Goodwill Ambassador Mariana Vardinoyannis from Greece, and with the European Coalition of Cities Against Racism. It's a study also where we have done interview with it's a questionnaire with around more than 20 cities in Europe to talk about what's the situation, what are the challenges, what are the initiatives they take, even culturally, to ensure the integration of migrants. What we have come up with is that data is very limited. We don't have enough information to do a proper study on the situation. Second, also what the study argues is that migrants in Europe have not taken jobs from people who were already living in Europe. And the figure is very, very low. And the contribution of migrants throughout history has been, or recent history, has been very positive. And then we definitely call for better integration of migrants, specifically the role of cities in providing immediate response when they receive refugees, again to protect their dignity and their rights. Migration is a global issue now. Every country in the world is, in a way, either sending or receiving or a transit country. There's an interest in addressing this issue because member states want to make sure that they protect people on the move. I think there is a movement with the support with UN agencies toward that, and we do hope that we will continue working together, specifically with our partners in the cities, with mayors who are the first authority that deals with refugees.